This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week of February the 1st to the 5th. You believe we're back doing this again? It seems like about 5 minutes ago when we did last week's. As the time marches on, so do the interests in various stories. Research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. I think we've begun to list it too, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, all part of the DJV program, and we take this opportunity to go through the stories so that we can kind of evaluate them and bring you maybe a little more detail than what you've had. And because this program is heard not only among the DJV show cast, but also heard over the weekend on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV show and some that don't, this is an overview and a stimulation, I think, as much as anything else. It's all about stimulation, getting people to think more about these issues. So at number 10 on the issue/story list is the countdown to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 55, people getting excited about Tom Brady, people saying it's going to be a close game. And so, Jay, we've been following this on our social media at DJV Show. What's the latest in terms of predictions, in terms of excitement? What are you sensing from our listeners?
Because there are some people who are totally into it. They're giving their predictions. A lot of people are saying Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay by 10. A few people are saying Kansas City. And some people are 100% like, I don't care, next. Stupid question, move on. So the people who don't care about the Super Bowl, the people who don't care about the Super Bowl really don't care about the Super Bowl.
Here! And the weekend, I mean, who cares about him doing the halftime show?
I am the only one, apparently.
He's going to be good. No, I like him. He's going to be so better good than people think. Yeah, he's a great live performer.
You going to sing any traditional songs?
What, probably Frankie Valli? Yeah, traditional to you, right?
What are you talking with? Like, what kind?
I know, right?
Traditional.
Kumbaya.
Football. What would you like the weekend to sing?
This would be I'd like him to sing a football song. How about that? Oh. Yeah?
Okay.
A football song. Yeah. Number 9 on the story list, those FBI agents that were killed this week. What more can you say about that other than the acknowledgement that we have a lot of angry people, people that you wish weren't in our country, you wish they were somewhere else, these guys getting killed doing their job?
I think the lesson is this, is that law enforcement, we talk every time about, you know, when somebody does something wrong in law enforcement, and by and large, most of these people, 99.9% of them, are doing things right, and they're kissing their husbands and their wives goodbye, and they're going out there, and they're putting it all on the line every single day, and sometimes they don't come home. And so let these two be a lesson to people who maybe get really down on law enforcement, that there are a lot of people out there who do the right thing, who are trying to break up child pornography rings, and who are just trying to get back home to their family safely, and they don't. And so I think it's just a reminder that, you know, we should say thank you every once in a while.
We tend to generalize too much in our in our country in discussion. You know, all police are this, or all teachers are that, or all radio folk. It's just, that's nonsense. Everybody's an individual, and there are different circumstances. Do people, when they get into like situations or work in like communities, like jobs, do they sometimes start to think the same? Yeah, kind of. But that to have everybody think that all of these people, you're right, are in the same kettle of fish, not smart, actually. All right, number 8, we seem to be focused a lot, as usual, on California. And number 8, Jennifer, this is in your court, as the movement to get rid of Newsom, the governor,
has really gained some steam the last, this is getting real, isn't it? The polls are sinking. Democrats, what are the Democrats
doing? It's kind of interesting how big a story it is nationally. I mean, every time I turn on national news, it seems like they're now talking about our governor. And so, yeah, it's really likely that they've got enough signatures maybe already. The thing with California is that they actually, we verify signatures here when it comes to these kinds of races. It's amazing how rules apply for certain things but not the others, because people were screaming about verifying signatures during the presidential race in Georgia. That didn't happen. But what will happen is by March 17th, that's how long the recall effort has to collect signatures, they will start looking at every single signature and they'll start scrutinizing it. Did you sign outside the box? Is there a mark that is not within the confines of the signing area? We'll throw those signatures out. So with everything that puts that gets something on the ballot, they're going to give it a lot of scrutiny. So the number is that they have to reach 1.5 million, but more than that, the recall effort is looking to get closer to 1.8 or 2 million because they believe that's how many signatures will actually just be thrown out of contention. So,
quick question: are they going
signatures?
Is this an online petition or?
Yeah, and this is strange.
Door to door. I mean, I know with COVID that doesn't happen.
Typically,
probably.
It would be door to door in front of supermarkets or mm-hmm. or drugstores or whatever. But
right.
because of COVID, this is actually an online effort. So people can print out their form. They can. I think there's like three signature boxes. So you can get your household to sign it. You can just sign it. The only rule is that everybody has to be in the same county. So you fill out what county you're in. You sign the box. You send it back in, and that's how they've been collecting these signatures because of COVID. They were also given an extension period because when this first qualified to go into petition mode, everything was shut down. So they were actually granted an extra few months because of the pandemic. So that's benefiting them.
I thought it was interesting. This high school football player, his post went viral after he called out Newsom for wasting this past year. I think that's a general feeling all of us have.
Well,
not just aimed
down.
At Newsom. I mean,
school shut down, businesses shut down. It's been very arbitrary in the way things have been done in California, and that's just pandemic stuff. I mean, there was a whole slew of stuff stacking up with unfunded pension liability. All these things that have been plaguing Newsom just got worse, and then amplified by his failure with COVID. And so now the question is, who runs against him? Because you're going to have a choice if this makes it on the ballot as to who's going to challenge him, and it's possible that Newsom will, the recall will make it to the ballot, and then it's possible he'll survive the recall.
Would his lieutenant
rating went from
governor?
60? No.
That's not
the
someone
lieutenant governor's high
run against
in his squad.
Him.
Well, she could, but she's totally in his squad, so she would not.
Mm-hmm. Should be gone. Number 7 on the story list, our relationship with China and Russia. Some people talking international relations, what went on in Myanmar. If you look at the pictures from Myanmar, the coup there, what you're not seeing are the same kind of pictures coming out of China, because they don't let that stuff out of China. But if you think that things are peaceful and quiet and everything's wonderful in China, then you're sadly mistaken. The Chinese population, the Russian population, there is real unrest, serious unrest in Russia, especially this past couple of weeks, because of how obvious it is what Putin is doing with anybody who runs, it was in opposition to him. I'm surprised he didn't just kill this
guy. And anyone who has support against him. So, Navalny has, it's not just that he's out there, this one guy with a bullhorn, he's got thousands and thousands of people who are behind him.
Yeah.
So that's what's really scaring Putin about this whole thing.
Right.
And that's why they tried to poison him, because, it's not like a hanging, or it's not like he dies mysteriously in jail. They just tried to poison him, and that didn't work.
So maybe somebody should try to poison Putin. Why doesn't somebody
I bet he has a food taster or something
Yes.
I bet you anything.
Right.
I mean,
for sure. But I also love that, Putin's defense on why it was sort of Trumpian, when women accuse Trump of, sexual assault, and he's like, she's not hot enough for me. Well, Putin had the same type of defense. He was like, if I poison someone, they would die. he's like, I'd be
really
awesome at it.
You know, I actually don't know. I actually buy that.
Right. I believe it.
Exactly. All right, number 6, immigration reform. Let's talk about that, what's going on the borders, as we continue on the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner here.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, back into the fold here, 17 after the hour. The DJV program focusing on the stories from the Talkers Magazine overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with our thoughts. Immigration reform is number 6 here. I've noticed a number of things. Biden this week went to the State Department. Did you hear any of that? I was listening to some of that.
Yeah, I watched
it. Yeah, and what did you get out of it? The refugee cap is being raised to 125,000. What does that really mean to us and our population? And how do we? Is there a definition really of refugee? What's a?
Yeah, it's about how many people. Yeah, they're granted refugee status. So it's a status that's granted by the government to people who need immediate
help. He says we have a responsibility to the people who are already here. I don't know, what is that responsibility?
I wish that's what he had said, because that's exactly right. He does have a responsibility to American citizens who are suffering because of a pandemic. But unfortunately, that's not exactly what we heard in his speech from the State Department. It seemed, again, the priority doesn't seem to be on the people here who are suffering. And I think it's unfortunate. But, you know, I don't agree with his foreign policy stance. I didn't agree with Obama's, so I probably would be the wrong person to ask about it. I just think it's the wrong way to go.
Well, I mean, you have a thought. I don't know whether, Victoria, you have
I'm more curious to see what Jen doesn't like about it. I mean, it's really more allyship, which we didn't have at all. And so we're not like the go-it-alone thing that Trump did. That's not Biden. That's the opposite of Biden.
But I think what allyship means for the rest of the country is that it's about taking American money and using it, and what do we really get from it? I mean, being an ally to Iran gets us what? I think we were in a far better place when we took a tough stance on Iran because the regime wants to kill us. They believe that God wants Americans dead. And so it's not the Iranian people, but it's the regime that believes that. So exactly. But why hand money over to them saying, please don't hurt us, when they didn't hurt us, when we were operating from strength and not handing them money to fund terror around the globe? I mean, and the other piece of this puzzle is when you talk about immigration, which I think is going to continue to be a big issue, you've got migrant caravans walking to the border again because Biden said that he would be softer on immigration. He's stopping construction of the border wall, which is already funded and already in effect, and keeping people safe. And he's stopping deportations. He's going back to catch and release. Now, Mexico had worked with Trump after no one wanted to give him credit for this, but Mexico actually agreed to hold on to people that made it to the border while they waited their trial and give them safe passage.
There's no good reason for letting these people in the country unless they have something to offer. There's just no good reason.
No, it doesn't seem that a lot of people are talking about it, but just yesterday in Arizona, there were 11 Iranians who were caught trying to sneak into the country. Now, what do you think that they're doing here? Do you think that they walked from Iran? I don't, because I think that would be a miracle.
probably a direct flight from Tehran to Mexico City. And then we can have a little walk from there. All right, we continue our focus on the stories. Check them all out at talkers.com. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour here. The DJ Veers are commenting, as we usually do in the Countdown Roundtable here, an overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, stories of the week, the people listed better. I'm going to do a Countdown Extra here for a moment because I found this to be very intriguing. We all know about how controversial MyPillow guy Mike Lindell is, who this week released a three-hour movie that he made about the election fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now I see that a fellow named David Hogg, do you know who he is?
Yeah, from he was one of the Parkland shooter kids, yeah.
Right, okay.
He was in the school, yeah.
He and a software developer, a guy named William Legate, are launching a new pillow company to compete with. I don't know. I just found that kind of tickled me. And meanwhile, my folks, the friends that I have at MyPillow, because they've been advertisers on this program for 3 or 4 years, tell me that business has never been better. So that sort of tells me that it isn't what people say about you. It's the old thing. Just spell my name right. And so all the attention to my people that never heard of MyPillow before. And probably never heard of Lindell. Now they are curious about it. And especially if you are a Trump supporter and you're looking for a pillow, where do you think you're going to go first? I mean, this actually is pretty good for business, I would think, from his perspective.
Why do pillows need to be political?
Like, I don't have that. That's a great question.
Just find a pillow that works for your head or your neck.
Everything is
like,
political.
Like, really? Oh,
yeah.
God.
All right, so that number five is all about the cancel culture, and I guess that this sort of does fit into that because people are trying to get his ads taken off the air, you know, the business about Marjorie Greene and whether she should be taken off. Is that part of the, that's all part of the sort of cancel culture thing, isn't it? Another example of it. If you don't like what somebody says, then get rid of them.
But the thing about Marjorie Greene is that they put her on the education committee, and she has been very, very public about that Sandy Hook, where all those little children were massacred. She said it was a hoax. It never happened. It wasn't real.
Well, that's an Alex Jones
thing.
Well,
she actually, but here's a, just to,
and then she also, she attacked your boy David Hogg there. There's video of her that she filmed herself of, like, accosting him on the street. Like, she's not someone that
she does go out of her way
to
get in your face.
Well, and I think a lot of the stuff that she got in trouble for was posts that she had posted on her Facebook page or liked. And so I would say this. Yes, she said some really stupid things.
Yeah.
And she tried to buy into a lot of stupid theories. She came out and she apologized for it, which is more than Ilhan Omar did when she made a lot of anti-Semitic comments. And so I think you have to realize that the will of the voter stands, number one. They just voted all of these people back into office a couple of months ago. And I don't know if it's up to the minority or the majority party to dictate how the minority party handles their inner workings. Remember, it was Republicans who stripped Steve King of his committee assignments. He ultimately
weren't there a bunch of Republicans, Jennifer, who wanted her to be moved out as well?
No, they voted internally to keep her in her committee assignments. So it was the Democrats who pushed to make the change, and they did that to her and stripped it. Now, that just means that we're back to the political tit for tat again, because when Republicans take control of the House, then they're going to think they can assert control over the minority party and tell Democrats who can sit on what committees and who can't. And
I don't have a problem with her being I don't have a problem with her being on a committee. I just think that she doesn't belong on the Education Committee. That's where I would stand on it. I don't care where else she goes. I don't want to pay attention to her, but she has no business being on the education
committee. A lot of politicians say she ought not to be taken seriously. I have, frankly, no respect for most of anything that Omar says or does. I find her to be obnoxious, and it has nothing to do with her religion or her color. I just find her obnoxious. I think some of the things that Green has said are obnoxious.
You had AOC lying, saying that people were trying to pull her out of her bathroom in her office.
Yeah, right. She's so full
of
herself.
Is just,
yeah.
It's
she's full of herself. That she's gotten to believe her own press. It's interesting to actually understand the nature of what we have in Washington, and maybe it is a representative of all of the various entities that are a part of our country these days.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Without a single Republican vote, the House has passed a budget measure on President Biden's proposal of a coronavirus aid package. It comes after an all-night session in the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have been focused like a laser to get a deal done.
On Monday, we will begin working on the specifics of the bill. Hopefully, in a two-week period of time, we'll send something over to the Senate.
The goal is to finalize legislation by mid-March when additional unemployment benefits expire. The president reiterated Friday that $1,400 checks are still on the table.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
The president says it is unlikely that his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour will be approved. This is USA Radio News. The New York Supreme Court has ruled that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district. Friday's ruling ends a three-month legal battle. Representative Tenney tells News Channel 9 in Syracuse.
We are declaring victory. The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. In a Democratic government, this is unfortunately the way it is. You know, winners have the most votes. So we're very excited. And the privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
The victory comes as another win for Republicans and whittles down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212. Representative Tenney winning the race by a margin of 109 votes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 92 points on Friday, S&P 500 up 15, and the NASDAQ gaining 78. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour. This is our overview of the week's worth of stories from the world of News Talk Radio, the roundup, I call it, with DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Number four here is a focus on race relations, with a real sort of focal point on Morgan Wallen. And for those who don't know who Morgan Wallen is, I think Jay Kirshner is from that neck of the woods, so she can help us understand.
Yeah, he is like one of the bigger country artists right now. He has been having so many number ones. He was on schedule to have another number one in the coming weeks.
And that's been
canceled. He's broken records. Yeah. Yeah, it's all kind of done.
He's been canceled.
He's been
radio
grounded.
Stations, the networks taking all his music off because he referred. Apparently he's done
he's
this
caught
before.
On video.
Using
well,
the N word.
Yeah, right. Well, he was caught on video yelling the N word at his neighbor, and that's TMZ had it, and that's what.
Yeah, it was one of his friends. It was one of his friends, and the neighbor caught it on camera because they heard a bunch of commotion, mm-hmm. and one of their rings, the doorbell, the ring camera got it all. He was calling it one of his friends that word.
Really? What, he was calling a friend that?
Yeah, he was saying bye to them and saying, like, take care of them. And, I mean, he was saying all kinds of things.
Really? What, was the person he was talking to black?
I don't know. You couldn't see. You could definitely tell they were all lit.
What do you mean? They were all drunk?
Yes.
Drugs?
Yeah.
Really?
They were not sober.
By the way, where does that expression come from?
He's a fan of the alcohol.
Lit. Where does that expression come from? I've heard it, and I don't know.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Is that what it is?
I think.
Yeah. So now, I mean, we have sort of a sub-theme going on here, talking about the cancel culture as it applies to any number of things. We were talking about it with regard to Ms. Green. I think cancel out some of the ladies that are in that. What's the name of that group that they have in Congress? What do they call them?
The
gang? Then what? What are they? Oh, the squad.
Squad.
Okay, yeah, all right. Now, in terms of Morgan Wallen, does he become a catastrophe? Not a catastrophe. Does he become a victim of the cancel culture? Or is this, you know, that what happens to people who use the N-word? They get wiped out. This guy's everything that's been around him. I'm not saying it's good, but all of the PR, everything, gonzo. Get rid of this guy. Get him off the radio. Get him off TV.
Sometimes cancel culture, you know, everyone likes to blame it. It's become the new phrase that replaced politically correct. But you know what? Sometimes it's just the right thing to do. And cancel culture is just holding people accountable for the for the really awful things that they've said and done.
So is
there's a big difference.
Is AOC being held accountable for the things that she said that weren't true about the riot?
Well, what's not true? She said she was, I just read through what she said. She was in her bath. She was hiding in her bathroom, and she heard a man's voice say, "Where is she?" The guy later on was identified as a Capitol Police officer. She did not know who it was. It
but
was just
she knew
a man's
at the time
voice.
Of the video. See, that's the problem. She knew at the time of the video, and she made the video. She said that they were shouting her name, and they were trying to come and get her. Well, there weren't any rioters trying to come and get her. That was what she was intimating. So she takes 5% of the truth, and then she spins it. And then when she gets caught, she doubles down and on Twitter says, "Well, you don't. This is why we don't believe victims in our society." And my office was surrounded with explosives. Well, no, it wasn't. You had a pipe bomb at the DNC and a pipe bomb at the RNC.
But can we just like
away
instead
from
of
your office building,
right? But instead of trying to pick apart someone's experience, can't we just say this was a really scary situation that
yeah,
none of us
I'm
would
sure
want to
do your own importance.
Why are we just part and parcel of like every? I mean, if she was scared, she was scared. So okay,
yeah. But here's
that's
the deal.
A scary
There's a difference between gaslighting and talking about your fear. If she would have come out and said, "I was scared and, you know, this was a scary experience," great, good on her. I understand. I'm sure it was a scary experience. But when you come out with all of these details intimating something, you're gaslighting people and it makes people crazy. And then people don't want to believe what actually happened and it's actually hurting
the
truth. Right.
It's
and so this is,
wolf.
I think, well, the biggest thing, I couldn't care less about, what's his name, Morgan Wallen? I don't even know his name. I could care less about him and his career. He said stupid things. Okay, he's done stupid things. He should have to be accountable for them. But the cancel culture doesn't exactly seem to be echoing.
Doesn't let people apologize. If you apologize and are sincere about it, then maybe you ought to move, be able to move on. We got to move on here to get everything in. All right, number three is a discussion about the stimulus package, the economy in general. What's the market or what are the markets doing? So far, they're okay. Unemployment is 8.9%, I believe. It was up to 10.4% at one point during the height of all of this. So people are getting jobs. But I'm not sure I really know between the Democrats and the Republicans what is the face of this stimulus package and where the heck is it in the system. Does anybody really know?
It's passed. I don't think anything's going to happen until mid-March, though, right?
This will actually speed it up. But this was not a bipartisan effort, as we were promised. This was exactly 50-50 split in the Senate. Kamala Harris had to come in and preside over it and cast the vote for Democrats. $1.9 trillion when we've already spent $4 or $5 trillion, and there's already over $1 trillion.
It's poor.
Well, there's already $1 trillion in the account that was passed in, almost $1 trillion that was already passed previously in past stimulus plans. It hasn't even been used yet. And now we've passed $1.9 trillion. I'm all for helping the people who need it and who are out of work, but all of this other stuff, granting amnesty for people, all of this, it does not belong in a COVID relief package. It just doesn't. And it's costing us. I mean, we can say right now, great, $1.9 trillion, fantastic. But this was a problem I had with Trump, and obviously no one in Biden's administration has a problem with it as well. Spend. And when are we going to, like, cap this off? I mean, you want to think the only person who's excited about this is China right now and President Xi, because he's going, this is great. The economy is going to take a huge hit in about 4 years when they want to become the superpower on the planet.
It might take a hit in 4 months, never mind 4 years.
Yeah,
depends.
It's scary. Looking, it's like the answer is firing it up and printing more money.
Well,
here's
to take a particular sector of the economy. Let's take the airline business and the amount of money that has been spent, if you will, or doled out to the airlines to keep them flying and to keep the employees getting paid, part of the original deal. And now there's another $50 billion going, but it's not enough. American Airlines this week notified 13,000 of its employees that they are probably going to be furloughed.
Yeah, and that creates an even bigger
problem.
For
the rest
of the year. I mean, this is not the time like to be worrying about how much we're spending. We're already
imaginary
monopoly money at this point.
Yeah, that's the question. I'm all for spending the money on people
too.
Who need it,
yep.
But I don't think we need to put in a ton of pet projects, which is what's happening.
Well, but the other thing is that the amount of money that was spent in that first round to pay off Big Ag and some of the and big
fund
tech,
the Kennedy
and big
Center,
farmer, and it's just
and
this,
Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, come on, who's watching the store? I'm hoping that these people in the Biden administration are doing a better job of taking care of, watching, or monitoring where the money goes so that it isn't just all everybody's pal. I noticed, by the way, speaking of Biden, that Hunter is publishing a book about his battle with drugs. When is that coming out?
I didn't even hear about
month.
That. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's out next month by the publisher who wouldn't publish Josh Hawley's book and canceled his contract. So,
Josh Hawley, remind us who Josh
the
Hawley
senator
is.
Senator from Missouri who a lot of people on the left don't like. He was, yeah, he's a new senator.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, that guy.
He's the
grandstander
who wants everybody to know his name. Now
he's like Marjorie Greene and Omar
Maloney. Well, I mean, he is,
Exactly.
If we're going to say that AOC had too much publicity and Ilhan Omar did too, well, this guy's new, and so he gets to be lumped right in with the rest of the grandstanders.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of them, that's for sure. All right, coming up in a moment, the real big story as far as I'm concerned, all of the ancillary things that are around the vaccines and COVID and whether you're going to get the variant or not. There's so much stuff floating around about that that's important. So we'll get to it in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com or on the DJV Show social media at number 10, the countdown to the Super Bowl. A lot of people are excited about this game this weekend, think it'll be a high-scoring game. And by the time some of you hear this, the game will be over probably because this program is on all weekend long all over the country. At number 9, the story of those the FBI agents and the ancillary discussion about them being killed and how dangerous it is to be in that position. The Gavin Newsom recall is number 8. Our relationships with China and Russia at 7. Immigration reform is 6. The whole cancel culture discussion is number 5. Race relations and Morgan Wallen, number 4. The economy, number 3. COVID, number 2. And the insurrection investigation of the GOP. It's a very interesting political week as well. That's it. The story list from Talkers. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream Bed Sheets, MyPillow Mattress Topper, MyPillow Towel Sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. That's where you find the list every week, the stories and the people. On the People List, Tom Brady's at number 10. Pretty obvious why. Number 9, the leaders of Russia and China. Number 8, Gavin Newsom, the governor, soon to be probably former governor of California. Morgan Wallen is number 7. Put his toe into the wrong pile, I think, as much as anything else. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are together at number 6. The Republicans at number 5, McConnell, McCarthy, etc. Dr. Tony Fauci is in the 4th position as far as the People List is concerned. Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I doubt even though they're in the same party, they'd agree on much. They're in the number three slot. Donald Trump is at number two, and Joe Biden is at number one. That's the people list, according to the listing, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or at DJV Show on our Facebook and social media. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 45 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with folks from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The situation with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, all sorts of things. I thought it was interesting that the Speaker of the House in Iowa, Pat Grassley, is he related to the senator?
He's the son or grandson, yeah.
Son? Yeah, probably grandson, I'm going to guess. Anyway, he's been pushing back against imposing a mask mandate in the legislature in Iowa, saying he can't force them to cover their faces.
Yeah, but he also just banned denim jeans. And so that's okay, but you can't tell people that you have to wear a mask to save lives. Too.
How about if you make the masks out of denim?
Right, but here's the thing, and this is why he's now on the national stage, because there was a woman who purposefully wore jeans, and he reprimanded her and would not allow her to have any speaking time on the floor. She did it to make the point. She said, if you wear a mask, you can save lives, and so you're saying that I can't speak because I'm not wearing jeans, but yet you're saying that you can't enforce a mask mandate? It's totally, he has no leg to stand on.
Has anybody sent the picture of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake in their denim outfit to this guy?
If you want to claim that having a mask mandate is unconstitutional, then dress codes are unconstitutional too, and that has not been passed. So there's really no legal argument. He's just making a political one.
One of the
I don't know what his argument is about jeans, but truly, it is unconstitutional to mandate what anybody wears, whether it's jeans or masks. So just
right. Well, then he's on the wrong side of the law.
Correct. Yeah. That it's unconstitutional no matter what. Now, private businesses, government entities can have dress codes, but constitutionally, it would not hold up.
But it's just, you know what? To fight that fight is pretty worthless when you consider the benefits of wearing a mask. It's just, it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt as far as I'm concerned. Do I like wearing a mask? Hell no.
Who likes it? No one likes it.
But it's something that
I'm glad you don't mind it, because it's not going away, apparently. Even yesterday at the White House press briefing, or this week sometime, they said that even
after.
Well, because after the vaccine, people are like, hey, the reason we're taking the vaccine is to get back to normal.
After
and
the vaccine,
said, that's not going away. You're always going to have to wear a
Who
mask.
Who said that?
The White House press secretary.
Nah, she's full of baloney.
Well, it's not forever. That's not.
That's nonsense.
It might cause a backlash, because then people are going to go, well, if I have to do this anyway, why would I get the vaccine?
Well, that's the thing.
On people's
it's kind of stupid for her even to say that, if that's what she really said. One of the things I find alarming this week is the report on hydroxychloroquine.
Oh,
I got it. Wait a minute. Don't be. I did it. I got it. Hydroxychloroquine. Or close to it. I just did that for your benefit. Hydroxychloroquine works. And there's a report that came out this week. And this this infuriates me. When I think, we all know that anybody who listens to the program, I was no big Trump fan by any stretch of the imagination. But to have this stuff basically negated because Trump started talking about it is an unbelievable infraction.
How many people died because of that?
400,000 people around the globe, according to this research that was published this week in the American Journal of Medicine, says 400,000 people died because they didn't. They put this. People could have. This is cheap. Was easy to get a hold of. This in the Z-Pack. And yet, because it was downplayed by the news media, people
it's more than that, though, because it depends on where you were. I have friends who are ER doctors in Manhattan, and they were prescribing the combo, and it didn't work for everybody.
No,
so
because you got to take it the way it's supposed to be taken.
Well, the doctors were prescribing it the proper way, but it does not. It still did
There's
not work for everybody.
A lot of the stuff that doesn't work for everybody, Victoria. It doesn't make any difference. What it is isn't going to be perfect for everybody, but to have it discounted because it was associated with Trump is a damnable outrage. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Here's time for Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items from the world of technology this week. So Doug Steffen gives you the numbers, and you give us the stories, Victoria. Is that a deal?
Sounds good.
You're all in on that? Okay.
All in.
All in. Number five, a focus on Samsung.
Yep, Samsung made headlines this week because they dropped the price of their folding flip phone, which is called the Galaxy Z Flip 5G. They dropped the price by $250, so now it's basically the same price as the new iPhones. It's $1,199. On its
sounds
face,
like a real
seems,
deal for something that costs $90 to make.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, $1,450 last July, and then they realized, you know, hello, pandemic, and that, I mean, $1,450 is just, plus tax, is ridiculous for a phone. So they've dropped it down. The thing is, though, and this is, you're paying all of this money just to have that folding piece of plastic screen. And the truth is, when you really look at the specs of the Samsung Z Flip, it is nowhere near as comparable as the other Samsung phones that are half the price. So you really are paying double just to have that novelty of the folding screen. So, you know, if that's what you want, go for it. But at least now it's a little cheaper.
Here's a recommendation for you. Number four, Google.
Google is updating its search results with a major new feature. It's an About This Result menu that lets you pull up information from Wikipedia about a website in your search results before you actually click on that website. So the reason that this is going to be helpful is the description lets you know if this is a real website, or if, you know, if it's secure. It'll tell you all the information that pulls up from Wikipedia. It'll t- tell you if it's a paid ad, which is really important because those ads can get people into a lot of trouble and you end up clicking on a link that you don't want. It'll let you know if it's an organic search result. And again, like I said, the secure the HTTPS connection. So I think overall this is going to really help people when they're using a Google search. The first six results are usually ad-sponsored anyway. So I think this is going to be helpful. Also, Google's trying to help people figure out the misinformation thing that's happening right now. I mean, that's the real pandemic, is misinformation. And so search results have definitely played into that.
Number three on our countdown to the number one tech story this week, focus on Uber and all the dough they must have.
Yeah. Well, Uber, in the beginning of the pandemic, people thought Uber was going to go out of business, and it took a major hit. No one was going anywhere. People were too afraid to ride in an Uber. But then they luckily had already established their Uber Eats part of the company, and then people started ordering from restaurants, takeout, and delivery. And so Uber Eats started doing really well. And then people decided, you know, I don't even want to go to the liquor store. I'm just going to have all the booze delivered. So Grizzly, which is an alcohol delivery app, they became really popular. So now this new news, is that Uber has bought Drizzly for $1.1 billion. And so this deal will last July, and then they realized, you know, hello, pandemic, and that, I mean, $1,450 is just, plus tax, is ridiculous for a phone. So they've dropped it down. The thing is, though, and this is, you're paying all of this money just to have that folding piece of plastic screen. And the truth is, when you really look at the specs of the Samsung Z Flip, it is nowhere near as comparable as the other Samsung phones that are half the price. So you really are paying double just to have that novelty of the folding screen. So, you know, if that's what you want, go for it. But at least now it's a little bit cheaper.
Here's a recommendation for you. Number four, Google.
Google is updating its search results with a major new feature. It's an About This Result menu that lets you pull up information from Wikipedia about a website in your search results before you actually click on that website. Several tactics from scammers that are trying to bilk people out of payments and steal their information. So the IRS says watch out for text messages asking taxpayers to disclose any bank account information under the guise of receiving the $600 relief payment, which is being held up for a lot of people because they have to file their taxes for 2020 still. Phishing schemes using email, letters, social media messages with keywords like coronavirus, COVID, and stimulus in various ways. Steer clear of all that. Those communications reach large numbers of people, and they basically are just trying to get any type of personal or financial information they can get from you. Organize an unofficial sale of fake at-home COVID kits. This is a scam that's really kind of gotten way out of hand. Cures and all kinds of stuff that these are promising. So the IRS says don't interact with any of these scammers, but report them as soon as you can to the National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline. That's really important.
Number one, Comcast rolling it out.
Yep, Comcast had some good news this week for its customers, internet customers. They're going to wait to charge you for extra data that you use. So it's, you now have a few more months to enjoy all the data that you want without getting an extra charge. That will start in July, though. So I would say start monitoring your bill now and make sure that you are under the 1.2 terabyte data cap, because if you go over it, you could have as much as $100 in fees per month.
All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology, courtesy of Victoria and her research. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.